This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, more than 130,000 people are expected to visit this year's Great Yorkshire Show, which makes it an ideal venue to highlight important public safety messages. Among the many organisations there will be North Yorkshire's Major Incident Response Team. Here's Harrogate Borough Council's Emergency Planning Manager Ian Spears to tell us more.
We've got a stand called Prepared, and it's just come up for nearly 10 years now, and it's made up of multi-agency partners from the Local Resilience Forum. And what we do is try and provide information to support individuals and households, businesses, communities with good information that can help them prepare for any type of eventuality or emergency.
And those emergencies, they cover a wide range of things. A good example is the sinkhole we had in Ripon a few months ago. That's one of the things you'd help with.
Yeah, absolutely. Although it's quite hard to prepare for a sinkhole. However, if your property was affected, if you've got something as simple as a grab bag, you know where all your key documents are. Because again, with the sinkhole, there were four properties which were evacuated, they weren't allowed to return to for 4 days. And then after that, they were actually out while the work was being done. So if you imagine the things like your insurance documents, passports, any key medications, if you know where it is, it's fairly close and you can gather it as you go, then it just makes life so much easier when you're actually out there.
So what simple things can people do to prepare for any eventuality?
Depending on the risks that you face, if you imagine North Yorkshire and Harrogate, if I look at Harrogate District, but across North Yorkshire, we know one of our key risks is flooding. So most people that live within a flood risk area hopefully are signed up to the flood warnings, but they can look at how they can try and make their property a little bit more resilient. And again, at the show, we've got some of the sandbags, the new replacements, what we call flood sacks. We've also got the flood advisory service coming. So they'll be showing such things as flood doors. And it allows people then to look to see how they can make their property resilient. But if all else fails, again, it's that household plan that tells you these are the sort of things to keep handy. If you're going to be stuck in your house because you can't get out, this is the sort of thing that's handy to make sure you've got around. So again, non-perishable foods. We're not suggesting that we stock up with tin food and bottled water because you're going to be out for months. It's the things that will keep you going for that first couple of days. Normally loss of utilities. So actually severe weather could take out electrical, which will then impact on gas and water. So it's having that around. Or if it's more severe like snow or the others where you can't physically get out of the property, the sort of things to have around. And then information about where you can find additional information, especially with the likes yourself, Stray FM, because we'll work with the broadcasters to get any messages out just to help try and keep people safe.
And if you came up with a sort of a physical plan, where would we sort of an ideal place to keep it
that's
that
really,
anyone could find?
That's a good question, because of course people say, oh, I'll have a plan, I'll keep it on the fridge. But actually, if it's got those key contact numbers out and something happens where you're out of the house, if you've got children at school that you need to pick up and actually you know you're not going to be able to get there, have you got the school number? Most people will have them on the phones. But again, if they've lost a phone because the bag's been stolen, the plan's in the bag, it's carrying it normally in a wallet and a purse. And what we've done is, across the local resilience area, we've developed a small little pull-out Z card, which you can just put all this key information in, get a couple of the cards, pass them around to family members, and actually keep that on your person. For the other type, where it's a little bit more sort of longer term, you can actually look at having the physical plan stuck on the fridge. But that's just giving you that key information and things to think about, not the detail that you need on the spot if something was to happen.
And if something does happen, what practical support can you offer someone when that happens?
Yeah, well, we're fairly fortunate in North Yorkshire. A lot of our rural communities are fairly resilient already because they're used to, especially severe weather, a lot of the remoter ones, as an example. What we do is we support the emergency service response. So we look to try and enhance that response by providing additional service, but also by developing these community plans. As we've said about a household plan, we get communities to look at seeing what resources they've got locally, what they can open up and offer. So if something does happen, we're not expecting the community to take over the response. We're looking at there to support it if it can. So you'll find that a lot of our plans, we have village facilities, town halls, village halls, the mechanics institutes, that we've got volunteers that will go down and open up. So while the emergency services and the likes of the local authorities with their support staff are moving there, the local community can start to put some sort of plan in action. Trying to identify vulnerable people is always one of the key things. And one of the bits we try and emphasise with our community plans is trying to get the neighbourly spirit back. So keep an eye on a neighbour. Actually tell us if you think there's somebody might need support. Again, being British, we've got the good old Dunkirk spirit. Nobody's vulnerable, nobody needs support, but actually they do. During an emergency, everybody can be classed as vulnerable, but others may have more specific needs that we can try and support as well.
So anyone who's concerned about flooding, for instance, where they live, I guess the show's a great opportunity to come and talk to you about how they can prepare.
Absolutely.
And how you can help.
We're really lucky. We've got a lot of partners involved with us. So specifically, if you imagine, because flooding's one of the greatest risks we face in North Yorkshire, that's the overlying theme that we have. So we've got the Environment Agency are there. They've got a great flood model that just shows, or lets you see how floodplains act and how you react. You even get a chance to make your own flood defences. But they've got a lot of good practical information in the form of leaflets, apps that you can do now. If you live in a flood zone, you can also sign up for the warnings. And we're also, because we're having an emphasis on volunteering this year, they'll also have some of their flood wardens. Now, these are local community volunteers who actually keep the Environment Agency up to date with a bit of ground truth of what's happening in the area. So again, all that will be available. ADRA are going to be there, the Association of Drainage Authorities, and again, they give more practical advice along the measures that they're taking, and I know they work very closely with the inland drainage boards and the like. So there's a lot of good sort of support available, and really through information and where to get it and what to do there.
And so in the meantime, if anyone has any queries about planning for emergencies, or they want to volunteer and help their community, what's the best way to get in touch?
Absolutely. Well, across the whole of the county, each of the district areas is taking on the responsibility of trying to develop community plans. I'm really pleased with the work that we've achieved within Harrogate District. We've got some really good proactive community emergency schemes. We recently had a visit from one of the MPs who came down and visited the Borough Bridge scheme. And Borough Bridge and Knaresborough were both exceptionally active during the floods back at the in December 2015. At the moment, if your community has a plan, hopefully you'll be aware of that because they advertise it through letters. Go and volunteer with them. Say that you're available. If there isn't one and you'd like to sort of think about forming one, then get in contact with the local emergency planner. And again, it's not extensions and routes. This is flood, fire and famine. So again, get in touch with the local emergency planners. If you go onto the internet and have a look at the North Yorkshire Local Resilience Forum, so NILERF, again, you'll see on there's details where you can get in touch with people to get additional information.